following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Good to be back with you guys. Brr. Oh, man. It has been so, so cold. I am not built for the cold. I'm not built for the extreme heat either. I have a tough time fitting in with folks, except with this guy, Cousin John. John Bell, good to see you. So you guys got stuck here through Snowmageddon. Did you do okay?
We were warm and toasty and enjoyed our 360-degree view of all that snow.
Beautiful.
Oh, did you see our new display?
The snow cows?
No, those weren't snow cows.
No?
You see, we decided to leave the inflatables inflated so they would get covered in snow, whereas if they're uninflated, you can't find them in the snow because they're flat under the snow.
Right.
But this way, they look like snow cows.
They did look like snow cows. And what we're talking about, you guys, is John and Jean have inflatable cows that they bring with them to the farm.
And we call snow cows snows.
Snows?
And you know what a snow says?
Probably.
It says,
I thought he'd say
snow. Anyway, I thought I'd read an interesting letter from a very intelligent listener.
Listener mail.
I have been a listener for many years, and one of the things I love most about your show is that little shimmer of delight I experience when I hear one of the classic cuts from previous shows.
Hmm. Okay.
It's like hearing my favorite song on the radio, or eating an entire sleeve of Thin Mints.
Yum.
Thin Mints. In the spirit of life's little shimmers, I would love to hear the parody of that sappy Delilah show, along with the Carrie Underwood parody song. Ooh.
I like that.
Requests.
Yes.
Thanks very much, Christy R. in Fairhope. Oh, hashtag John Bell is awesome.
She didn't say that.
No, okay. She didn't really write that, but I knew she would if she knew how to spell my name.
Oh, sorry.
Very difficult name to spell.
Yeah.
Each word. Four letters.
Okay. It's all right. I think this is the one she's talking about.
Genuine, sensitive, and overflowing with empathy. She understands. She's got your romantic dedication. It's time for Love Light with Vernell.
Greetings, everyone. If you have a love story, we want to hear it. We have a caller on the line ready to share her heartbreak with us. But first, a word from Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Hi, this is Frank Hawthorne for Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. If your truck still smells like her...
Is that Estee Lauder Youth Dew? Stinks.
And you don't want it to smell like her...
Wait a minute. That's Love's Baby Soft.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. Frank's patented Neutralizer X washes away every last embarrassing skank molecule so you can ride your new gal around town with utmost confidence. Don't let her know what you settled on before she showed up. Also, use Frank's Super Sucker Vacuum to clean out those telltale gum wrappers, dropped makeup bottles, and forgotten panties. Frank's Feminine Truck Wash. We get you from X to next.
Get me some Marlboro Lights and a pack of teeth whitening gum.
Wash it down and hose that thing out with Frank's Feminine Truck Wash.
Thanks and welcome back to Love Line with Vernell.
Vernell, this feller I've been dating, he just doesn't have any time for me anymore. and
Oh, Barbara.
He's a big guy. You know, he's a husky.
You're dating a dog, Barbara?
No, I mean he's a big fella.
Oh.
And he loves food.
Mm-hmm.
A little too much. He would rather go by himself to the buffet than spend the evening with me.
Oh.
And, mm-hmm. he's really selfish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if he's sitting on the couch and has a canister of poppycock, you know, the caramel with the nuts and the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
He won't share it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, the other night when I went after one of his chips, it was horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered if you would please play that song for me about the girl who broke up with her boyfriend.
Because
he was cheating on her with a roast beef sandwich.
That's good. Got more of that pie. Cash in there.
Right now, he's probably rolling out on the handicap ramp, cause the stairs a little risky. Right now, he's probably gonna stop for a dozen glazed hot, likes his cream a little crispy.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, he's probably driving through for a supersized goo apple pie with his combo.
Making a triple.
Cause he don't know.
Quadruple.
That I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pores on his fries. Wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough, then broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. You gonna finish that sandwich?
Don't even look at my sandwich, woman.
Right now, he's probably in the kitchen with a big piece of cheesecake drenched in tapioca. Right now, he's probably saying, I'm full, needs an Alka-Seltzer or a bucket full of Pepto. Right now, he's probably hanging on for his dear life to that bathroom commode. Oh, he don't know that I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pores on his fries. Wiped my boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey.
Then broke his zipper so he can't go.
What's wrong with the zipper?
Maybe next time.
I gotta go, man.
You
got a pair of pliers. Jaws alive. Yeah.
Won't even share a bag of cookies with his best girl. So the next time that he eats.
Okay, now. I think I'm up. No. Here we go again.
And I rub my rear end several times on that shaker full of salty pores on his fries.
Oh,
wipe two boogers on his double cheese. I put chocolate X-Lax in his cookie dough.
Hey,
broke his zipper so he can't go. Maybe next time he'll think before he eats. Oh, maybe next time he'll think.
Dessert made with broke up.
Yeah.
Because I can still make the dinner buffet.
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom, what's up?
Well, I wanted to leave you know that I thoroughly enjoyed staying at the farm during Snowmageddon.
Aw, it was nice.
It was beautiful, but I just don't do well in the cold.
Yeah, I don't think any of us do. But hey, how did everything go at your house? I know we really prepared for the cold before we brought you up here.
Yeah, thanks to your brilliant spigot wrapping job, I didn't have any broken pipes.
I'm the designated spigot wrapper.
And thank you for blow-drying my Uggs after I stomped through the snow in them.
I was happy to blow-dry your Uggs.
Otherwise, they would have had a ring around them.
Yep, didn't want to have a circular mark.
You know, kind of like the one in the toilet bowl in your guest bathroom.
I didn't have a...
Well, it was there when I got there.
I know, you immediately start looking for stuff like that.
Do you ever clean that toilet, Jolene?
Not only did I clean that one, but I cleaned all
the other... You really should spend more time doing that.
I do, Mom.
Or at least start getting some of those drop-ins for the tank.
Yeah. Okay.
You used to buy those. Why'd you stop?
I don't know. I just skipped my mind.
You know, you gotta stay on top of that kind of thing.
Ugh. Nobody notices all that as much as you do. They really don't.
Remember when one of your party guests looked underneath that little tray in your refrigerator door?
What? That didn't happen.
You know, where the ice comes out?
Yeah, the little drain tray underneath your cup or your glass. I don't remember anybody looking underneath that thing. That would be rude to do that.
Well, I was standing right there when she did it.
Really? I don't remember.
It looked like a penicillin farm, Jolene.
What?
Underneath that tray, it was full of green, fuzzy mold.
I wouldn't have let mold grow under something like that. I mean, not on purpose.
As I recall, you were under the impression that the ice and water dispenser drained out under the house or something.
I never thought that.
That's pretty dumb, Jolene. I thought you were better informed about these things.
I am. I never thought the water drained out under the house from the refrigerator.
But you know, I did notice something very curious while I was at your place.
Uh-huh.
I was looking for an SOS pad, and I couldn't find one.
Well, I'd use Brillo pads, number one, but why were you looking for an SOS pad?
I'd clean your pizza pan for you and all those other baking pans of yours that are way back under the cabinet.
How did you even get back to the back of the cabinet like that? Did you have
to they're still full of baked on crusty gook.
It's because I don't use them, Mom.
Anyway, I went under the sink looking for the steel wool.
Yeah.
And what did I see?
I have no idea.
My vintage potato salad bowl was being used as a catch basin for a leaky elbow joint under the sink.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did have a little leak for a while. I guess I forgot the bowl was under there.
My big-ass green bowl I bought with my S&H green stamps back in 74.
I know which bowl you're talking about, and please don't talk like that.
You know, the big-ass bowl I always used when I made my famous potato salad.
Yeah, you know, I believe this is the same large green bowl you put on your own son's head to cut his hair once. I saw it myself.
I never did that.
Oh, you did too. And we've got a Polaroid picture of you doing it. Why are you calling me during the show? What's so important?
Well, I'd like to come back up for a couple of days next week, Shaq. There's a few things I still need to do.
You don't need to clean anything at my house.
Oh, I'm doing it.
No, you really don't.
I'll have your Uncle Bertrand send a car for me.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, I'm coming up.
I know.
Love you, baby.
Roxbury.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
The celebrity voices you are about to hear are not real, only tragic impersonations.
Hey Jolene, Kermit the Frog here. If it gets too crazy at Roxbury Farms, there's always room for you at my pad.
Who is this Jolene, and why would she be staying at your place?
Well, you know better than anyone. Once you go green...
How dare you, Roxbury Homewrecker! Hi-ya!
Sweet fancy! Ow!
You Jezebel!
If you're joining us for the first time, you have stumbled upon an hour smack in the middle of talk radio where you won't find any politics. You won't find any helpful information on how to really do anything. You know, like fix your car, fix your computer, get a better deal on, well, anything. We won't help you with your finances, update you on world events, anything like that. We just don't do it. We take a break at the end of the week. We all deserve it. Just to recharge your battery and, yes, just be silly for a little while. It's important. It's a lost art. And it's a proven fact. If you laugh more, you will stress a little bit less. And we all need to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm Regina Wainwright. Welcome to another installment of Southern Communication Skills 101. This segment is designed to inform and educate those of us who find ourselves in situations which sometimes require a working knowledge of Southern speak or culture. Our first word today... Tar, spelled T-A-R. for the rest of the world, tar is defined as a dark, oily material consisting mainly of hydrocarbons produced by the destructive distillation of organic substances such as coal. However, in southern speak, a tar refers to a rubber wheel. As in, I sure hope that brother-in-law of mine don't get a flat tar in my truck because there ain't no spare. Additionally, it is important to remember that Southerners are characteristically uninterested in what comes before the accented syllable of a word. For example, in Southern speak, the word potato is typically shortened to the much easier tater. Thus, the buffet at that restaurant has a salad, soup, and tater bar. You will notice that the shortened version of the words also allow for clearer articulation while simultaneously working the business end of a cigarette. The final word for this lesson is retard. Now, before anyone gets offended, we are not referring to any person with mental or learning disabilities. Quite the contrary, in Southern speak, the word retard refers to the act of ceasing to work for a living. As in, after winning the lottery, Uncle Buck retired from his job and got him a new conversion van and hair transplant. I'm Regina Wainwright. Be sure to join us on our next installment of Southern Communication Skills 101.
Calling Victoria's Secret. If you are placing an order from our spring catalog, please locate and enter your 47-digit customer ID number.
47?
This number can be found in the blue box.
What blue box?
Directly above the yellow box.
I don't see it.
It can be found in the right lower-hand corner of the back of your Victoria's Secret catalog.
I don't have the
color. Please enter the barcode numbers located in the orange box.
Where?
In the upper right-hand corner of the front of your catalog.
Oh, hell.
If you cannot locate these numbers, or if you are vision impaired, please press 0 and you will be personally assisted.
Help me. Help me. Somebody help. Help me.
For holding. All of our personal assistant lines are busy at the current time with other callers who are blind or simply too ignorant to locate their customer ID number.
I never.
However, someone will be with you shortly.
Rudest
thing. Please know that if your name is Nick, Bubba, or Vern and you are calling from Mississippi, the authorities have been advised and your location has been confirmed. They will be coming for you shortly.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret. This here is Hector. May I help you?
No, I don't want you to help me.
Ma'am, I'm a certified undergarment specialist.
Well, that's...
And may I let you know today that Victoria's Secret is running a catalog customer special, 2-for-1 on our famous Miracle Bras.
I don't want a bra. Well, I want to get one of those beach cover-ups.
I must ask you, what is the size of your bathing suit?
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
How many bathing suit cover-ups you gonna need, all right? Because you want total coverage, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, I do, but that's just...
Well, that's fine.
Stupid.
Next item number, please.
I want one of those little, perfect little black dresses for those cocktail parties. Right.
Ma'am, I must advise you that the little black dress is only available in sizes 2, 4, and 6, okay?
Well, that's stupid. I need bigger than a 6. I'm a real woman.
Okay, girl, I am as sorry as I can be, ma'am, but we cannot, it just don't come no larger than a 6, okay?
That's stupid. It's just stupid.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We do not carry in a huge clothing.
Huge?
All right?
That's stupid. I'm not
well,
huge.
Girl, I'm going to tell you, you just need to call somebody else.
I'm not calling
call
anybody else.
Because you're just too big.
I'm what?
You're too big for the catalog.
What are you sending them to me for?
In fact, you know, I don't know why you're getting a catalog, girl. You know, I send people like you to catalog just to make them mad.
Well, that's because you're sick.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I don't need this job. I don't need to listen to this.
Well, I don't need it.
I don't need to listen to this. They don't pay me enough to listen to people like you.
Well, I'll call the authorities.
You go home with yourself.
I'll go on.
Go on, get your clothes somewhere else.
That's fine. So goodbye.
Roxbury.
Welcome to Ultimate Super Duper Computer Store. Can I help you?
Thanks. I'm setting up a home office in the den, and I need a computer and software.
Software that runs on Windows?
No, on the computer. I need something I can use to write proposals. You know, run a business. What have you got?
Office.
Yeah, for my office. Can you recommend anything?
I just did.
Okay, what did you recommend for my office?
Office.
Yes, for my office.
Office for Windows.
I already have an office, and it already has Windows. Let's say I'm sitting at my computer. I want to type a proposal. What do I need?
Word.
If I'm writing a proposal, I'm going to need lots of words. But what program do I load?
Word.
What word?
The word in office.
The only word in office is office.
The blue W is word.
What word?
The word in office for Windows.
But there's 3 words in office for Windows.
No,
tell me what I need.
You need a lot of memory.
I'll try to remember that.
Remember what?
You've forgotten already?
I'm asking, do you want a lot of memory?
I can remember being a kid, watching my mom clean the house.
Did she do windows?
Oh, no, we're not doing that again.
I want you to have a good memory. Do you want a lot of RAM?
A lot of what?
RAM.
What?
RAM.
Sure, RAM whatever I need in there.
With the hard drive.
No, it was easy. There's no traffic.
I'm talking about C drive.
What?
C drive.
C who drive?
There's a drive in your computer.
There is? I can't wait to write
it. It's a hard drive.
Then I'll just stay home.
Have you understood anything I've told you?
Sure. I should have wallpaper on the windows so my office can get a word in edgewise rammed in there if my memory's good enough to take a hard drive.
That's the first sensible thing you've said all day.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. That's it. I'm done. I'm going to go buy an abacus.
Oh, man.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. I hope you guys are warm and enjoying your weekend. Remember to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It is F-R-E-E free. By doing so, you will have access to all your favorite shows on FM Talk, including this one. You'll be able to send direct messages to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig, as well as to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. You'll be able to stream live over 50 hours of local programming every week. That's right. The days of having to sit next to the radio or be driving around in your car so you can listen to your favorite stuff, well, we don't live in those times any longer. You can just pop open the app, stick your phone in your pocket, and listen while you're doing yard work, walking on the treadmill. I love to listen to my favorite shows while I'm cleaning the house. And since the podcasts are archived, I can listen to anything I may have missed during the week or heck, even 2 weeks ago. Right now, we're going to take a short break, but we will be right back with more show. Time to get to work on the radio spot spot.
What's a spot spot?
Funny, creative, original radio spots for your small business is our specialty.
You know, a lot of small businesses don't advertise because they can't afford to hire an agency to think up something fun and entertaining.
So what's a spot spot?
By the way, you are not allowed to do any more voiceovers.
Why the not?
Let McAdoo Productions write, create, and produce an amazing radio spot for your business.
And we can adapt them to use for your television commercials as well. Make the most of the airtime you're already paying for. We believe in the fabulosity of local radio, local television, local media, shopping local. We're good at what we do. Get in touch with us on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour Facebook page or email me directly, jolene@joleneroxbury.com. And what is it the lawyer dude says? I will personally return your call. Full disclosure, it might be Earl T. who calls you back. And you know what they say in baseball? It's a great day for a commercial. Let's make two.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that saying goes.
Aw.
Extreme stress. The number one contributing stress factor is vacuum cleaner dysfunction.
What is wrong with this stupid machine?
That's why more and more people are turning to one man for help.
Hello, I'm Tony Lord.
Tony Lord is available to help talk you through it. He isn't intimidated by whatever smelly funk you may have sucked up in your machine.
You should see the things that I find in vacuums.
A&A will fix your machine.
You mean you have other customers who vacuum everything into their machines?
Oh, I've got a store full of them.
Tony Lord, along with his brother David, are there to help you navigate through whatever issues you're having, even if it's your fault that your machine isn't working.
I know. I vacuum things I shouldn't, but I never get stressed out about it anymore. Tony and David have seen it all, and they can fix it. A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
Roxbury.
Well, hey, this is Earl T. reminding you that... I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Jolene Roxbury. On behalf of all the Roxbury players, I want to express how sincerely happy we are to be with you this weekend. It is our hope that there are at least four or five of you out there enjoying the show. Oh, and if you're not following us on Facebook, just search the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, and there we shall be. Just click that little follow button, and you will be advised anytime we do anything interesting. Full disclosure, you might have to wait a while. You guys are way more interesting than we are, so that's why we like to stay connected with you. Mm-hmm. I found something from our You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. That's not actually what the file says, but it's what I'm saying on the radio. You can't make this stuff up. This is word for word something creepy I saw on our Facebook page. Well, it was in the messages, okay? John and Jim and Reggie and Aunt Belle check the Facebook page more often than I do. And it seems that every time I check it, there is some weirdo message. And this guy was such a smarmy creep. And who knows? I think many of you have probably received the same one. And like I said, I'm not on our Facebook page all that often. But I got on there a couple days ago. I was on there checking messages and stuff. One pops up, and the first indicator that it was going to be a creepy message, can you guess? The profile picture. Yeah. You know, it's the transparent blue silhouette picture. The default when you sign up for Facebook. That alone right there is enough to creep you out. Somebody who won't even put up a picture of, oh, I don't know, Bugs Bunny to represent themselves. They don't want anything out there to identify them. So I'm reading this message from this guy. All the letters in this message are lowercase. There's no punctuation. As I'm reading this, I'm hearing his voice in my head. Not like the other voices I hear in my head all the time. This was different. And it was really smarmy. You know what I mean? What's that, Jim? I can't read lips. Turn your mic on. What?
There's somebody here to see you in this studio right here.
Who's in the studio?
He's in the studio. Smarmy Facebook.
Smarmy Facebook guy is in the studio?
Yeah. Yeah. He's.
Are the cops with him?
No, he's by himself.
By all means, escort him in.
Oh, yeah.
Keep him on your side, though.
Oh, great.
Okay. Here he is, the smarmy guy from Facebook in the studio. Hello.
Hello, dear.
Yeah, I got your message. Very strange. That's all I can think of to call it.
Maybe you might call it flattering.
No, just creepy. Now, who are you again?
I am Johnson by name.
I'm sure the message has something to do with your Johnson.
And I have come to realize that true love can only come when you don't look for it.
Not looking for it.
But that does not mean you should not say hello to a beautiful lady when you see one.
That's nice.
I am not flattering you. This is just a way to say you look good.
Yeah.
I just saw your profile and felt complimenting is not a bad idea.
Ugh, so where do you live?
I live in Leicester, UK, but I'm from Colorado.
So what are you doing in the UK? 5 to 10?
I work as an engineer, am a single dad, and I have been praying a new love to come by.
So you've prayed about it. Is that P-R-E-Y?
I'm telling you all this because maybe I just want to be open-minded with you.
Mm.
I'm not getting any younger, and my dream is to have a good family, and I know I am pursuing serendipity.
Great movie. John Cusack, Kate Beckinsale?
Because I believe in miracles.
So you found this miracle on Facebook? On my page.
Your profile struck my eyes and went straight to my heart.
Really?
You really look like a person who is easygoing, just like in my dreams and what I desire, although.
All right.
I want to be open-minded and not hiding in shadows.
Yeah, I'm guessing it gets pretty dark outside the women's restroom. What does a creepy Facebook guy do for fun? I mean, you can't spend all your time sitting in front of the computer.
I love vacation. Outing my family.
Outing them as what?
Beach walk. I love ladies who enjoy spending time with her family and wants to share travel, passion, fine food, intellectual conversation with a good bottle of red wine, as well as sitting in front of the fireplace. I can give you the best of love you have ever felt before.
Gross?
I guess my letter is getting boring to you. Just email me if you want.
No.
I will keep my desire.
Ugh.
I will await your email and response as soon as I can.
Oh.
Take
care of yourself.
Take a shower.
Love.
Okay, creepy Facebook guy. Jim, could you have him escorted out of the building? Maybe down the block? Maybe to the city limits? All right.
Roxbury. Jolene Roxbury. She makes me laugh.
Think of all the things that cause you stress every day. Traffic. The office. The family. All this stress causes headache pain. When you feel a stress headache coming on, reach for new, improved Calmofed.
But aspirin upsets my stomach.
Don't worry. There's no aspirin in Calmofed.
And caffeine makes me jittery.
No problem. There's no caffeine in Calmofed either.
I just don't trust all those buffers and extra ingredients.
Chill out, you big weenie. Huh? There are no artificial ingredients or chemicals in Calmofed, okay?
Oh, okay. Give it here. I'll try some. Let me pull out the cotton and... Hey, the cotton's the only thing in the bottle.
That's right. Just stick it in your ears.
Oh, okay.
Now, the stress that causes headaches is gone. Isn't that right, you paranoid wimp?
What?
Calmofed. Absolutely no artificial ingredients. Mm-hmm. No harmful ingredients. No ingredients at all.
What?
Use only as directed. Do not use in the path of heavy machinery.
What?
Calmofed. Don't you feel calmer already?
Hi, I'm a hard-working, focused, responsible college student, and I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour to drown out the sound of spilled beer cans and ping pong balls coming from the
next
room.
Hold on, stop. You just said ping pong.
I said ping pong?
Yeah, I think you meant to say ping pong. Let's take it again. Come on, son.
Hi, I'm a hardworking, focused, responsible college student, and I listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour to help drown out the sound of spilled beer cans and ping pong balls coming from the next room. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Is that enough?
It is. You can go.
Okay. I get paid, right?
Don't push it.
Our lawyers remind me to tell you that this is a parody. We only wrote the silly words, not the good part, the music.
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hands. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. Historical pearl worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown knows.
Midtown knows.
Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in hand.
Latte crayon.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. And I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits,
the banana split show,
banana ramacitis, You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
Whoa! I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for taking us along with you wherever you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to this weekend. And oh boy, right now I get to take a call from my child. Jim, put your nephew through, please.
Hey, Mom, I'm listening to the show.
Hey, little britches. It's good to hear from you. You're not typically listening to the show.
I know. Shocker, right?
What's up? Is everything okay?
I thought I heard you playing something with me as a little kid.
No. You weren't a little kid. You were still at Tulane.
Boy, you're really hanging on to that stuff, aren't you?
Well, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Hearing some of those memories makes me feel good.
Are you okay, Mom?
Yeah, I'm fine. Look, just because you're out of college doesn't mean I can't think back on those times. Sometimes it can be a real pick-me-up.
Boy, you really must be emotional.
No, I call that being sensitive and a mom.
Dad says it's your hormones?
Wow. You know, maybe the two of you just need to get together and have a nice long conversation about how off the hinges I am, how overreactive I am about everything, and how super emotional I am, and how I overblow everything, and I'm dramatic.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
No,
love you, Mom.
I'm not finished talking about that. I guess I'm finished talking about it.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. So, this past week, we were all able to enjoy some Alabama snow. Not just Alabama snow, but extreme southern Alabama snow. Now, typically, when I use the term Alabama snow, especially up here at the farm, it's when the cotton has been planted, okay? All around us, especially back here in the studio, it looks like snow. That's why I love it when the cotton is planted. I like looking at the corn also when it's really pretty and green and it flows and the wheat looks really pretty. Just not a big fan of the peanut crop because if you know anything about harvesting peanuts, oh man, they have to turn that dirt and you can see the dirt cloud. It's not dust, it's dirt. That's why all of our porches are enclosed. Yep. Had to do it. Had to spring for it. But you know, it got me thinking, you know, all this snow, yes, it was beautiful, but I'm thinking of all the folks who were planning a trip way down south, going to the beaches. Even the snowbirds who are used to cold weather, obviously, but they don't want it down here. They don't consider our winter, our typical winter, they don't consider that cold. And if we have a week of cold snap, they're okay with that. But 4, 5, 6 inches of snow? And I'm imagining that a lot of them weren't too happy that Mr. Freeze came down here and he brought that North Dakota-ish weather with him. As for most of us, we loved it. We'd like more snow, please.
I'm Mr. Cold Miser. I open my mouth. I eat an iceberg, then poop it all over the South. My way of dropping snow is esoterica. Here on the Gulf of America.
He'll close all the schools down. He'll wrap up your pets. Bring us another snow day.
Want more snow?
You bet.
When I visit the deep south, the moment I arrive, not a person alive knows how to drive. I'm in New Orleans and Mobile, where the snowbirds like to swarm. The suckers bought the advertising and thought that it'd be warm. If you go back to Minnesota, it's just the same. So stay and spend money here. Come on, that's why you came. I give you lots of snow here in all its glory. That's my story, not Jim Cantore.
Now it's time for one of my favorite segments from the Prep Sports Report, heard every Saturday morning right here on FM Talk 106.5. Our very own Coach Rick Cleveland talking with us about how very important it is to keep joy and happiness in our everyday lives.
Where do we find the joy in our life? What is it that gives us that adrenaline flow that says, I really love being where I'm at right now?
Belle, how about you?
I feel that way every time I'm shopping and maybe having lunch with a friend.
Earl, what is something that brings you joy?
You know, like this bag of gummy bears. I find joy in them little guys.
Okay, so we've got shopping, gummy bears. How about you, John? Have you found joy?
I try, but every time I think I've found joy, I look around and realize I'm still with all these knuckleheads. Kidding. You know I love you guys.
How about you, Coach?
Joy to me is Saturday with you two guys.
Coach, there's four of us here.
Yeah, but he's only talking about two of us.
I often find myself spinning in that mistruth that once so-and-so happens, things will be better and I'll be content. It just doesn't work that way. The good news is there's always fresh opportunities to be happy. Where happy times arrive around the clock. Chances are the opportunity to be happy has already arrived. Sometimes it's right in front of you.
I like this bag of gummy bears.
So sometimes we can be right in the middle of something joyous in our lives, or at least a time of contentment, and we've just got so much going on we don't realize it.
For whatever reason, you are unable to shift your focus to notice and to appreciate it.
Okay.
And regardless of what is going on around you, you can feel happier, be productive, enjoy yourself during the process. When you shift your focus and the way you think, your perspective changes. And when those changes take place, your life changes. So, get yourself together.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Who was the great coach at Alabama who was a quarterback coach, and he was an offensive coordinator under Coach Stallings? He was a West Coast guy.
Don't look at me.
John, you're looking like you might know.
I think I heard this on Prep Sports Report last week. That guy's name was Homer Smith.
I looked it up. Thanks, Google.
Homer Smith. Get yourself together. That's what he used to tell all the guys at UCLA.
Get yourself together, man.
That's exactly what we're saying today. Another thing is, add happiness to your life and add it right now.
So you're saying finding something that makes us happy isn't something we need to wait around to do, waiting for that perfect moment.
We're overworked, overstressed, and underhappy. The dream doesn't seem possible without a lottery win or a call from a wealthy uncle in poor health.
Hey, I do have an uncle in poor health. Got any hemlock?
Hemlock? Stop talking.
What fun is life if we aren't happy about it?
Right, but full disclosure here, I don't wake up every morning turning cartwheels and singing songs. But I do find time all to myself and work on some of my artsy projects, is what my husband calls them. So I make myself carve out some time to do things like that.
Happiness-producing activities can reduce stress. A joyful life is the best existence we can hope to achieve. Pure joy might seem like a fleeting emotion, but even if you only feel it for a moment in time, you can hold on to it. You can relish it.
Ooh, I don't like relish.
Almost got through it.
Find some joy today. Find some way to find some joy in your life if you don't have it. And if you get it, I promise you, you'll want it time after time after time after time.
That's what the guy told me about these gummy bears.
Hey, John, Coach is leaving.
Thanks, Coach. That helped me a lot. Oh, by the way, was it okay that I took a few boxes of your maple Cheerios?
John, you can't eat any of that stuff. It's his private stash that he dumped on me up here at the farm. I'm having to store all that stuff here. It's a real pain.
You got a problem with that, Jolene?
Problem? No, not me. I'm cool with it.
Thanks for making room for me here on your show.
Love having you here. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for rolling along with us this week. Remember to laugh a little bit more. We'll do our best to help you out with that. Meet us right back here next week. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.